you please join me in prayer? Lord God, you taught our children this week that when we have problems, Jesus rescues. And now, Lord, I pray that as we share with their parents and grandparents, that they too will know that Jesus rescues. In Jesus' name, amen. So this morning, we'll be celebrating Independence Day as well, which occurs this Wednesday, July the 4th. And we're also celebrating Vacation Bible School. Now, it may seem odd to have two themes, but actually they fit together quite nicely. You see, it's because of the freedom that God has blessed us with, which we enjoy in this country, that we celebrate on Independence Day. It's because of that freedom that we can experience Vacation Bible School. Because of our freedom and our independence, we can freely assemble. We can freely live out our Christian faith, and we can speak freely about our faith to our children. Each day last week, we were able to have our VBS in safety and without fear because of the freedom and independence that we enjoy here in the United States. In a way, VBS was actually the perfect way to celebrate our independence because God has blessed us with our freedom and independence, and He has used it to allow us to worship Him and to teach our kids about Jesus and to follow the leading of the Holy Spirit in service. And now, Meredith Hodges will come up and read our Old Testament passage.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the defense of my life. Whom shall I dread? My adversaries and my enemies, they stumbled and fell through a host and camp against me. My heart will not fear. Though war arise against me, in spite of this, I shall be confident. One thing I've asked from the Lord is that I shall seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to meditate in His temple. For the days of trouble, He will conceal me in His tabernacle. In the secret place of His tent, He will hide me. He will lift me up on a rock, and now my head will be lifted above my enemies around me. And I will offer in His tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord.
Thank you, Meredith. You did a great job. And now Matthew Dolson will come up and read our New Testament reading.
Luke 10:38-42. Martha and Mary. Now as they were traveling along, He entered a village. A woman named Martha welcomed Him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to His word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. She came up to Him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me." But the Lord answered and said to her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried about and bothered about so many things, but only one thing is necessary, for Mary has chosen the good part, which shall not be taken away from her."
Thank you, Matthew. You did a great job, too. I don't think I need the stool. So those two passages were passages from each one of the days for VBS, and our kids did a great job reading them. So this is my second year experiencing VBS here at Heartwood, and it seems like both years there's been some sort of air conditioning crisis. Yes. The first year, one of the units in the fellowship hall where we did our castaway sing and play and our sail away send off froze up and stopped working. I'm sorry, that was last week, not the first year. Then the other unit stopped working. We had the guys from CMR Heating and Air Conditioning come out here the week before VBS and twice during VBS. I told Matt, the owner of CMR and also the technician that came out here, that he'd been here so much during VBS that if he came back again, we were going to have him volunteer. He was here on Thursday fixing the second unit during snack time, and the snack volunteers insisted that he take an ice cream cup with him. So he got a bonus. Not only did we pay him to fix the air conditioner, but he got an ice cream cup thrown in too. Now, this would be a good time for you to pull out your sermon notes. You can kind of follow along and see where we're going this morning, and you'll get to see the outline of last week's VBS. On day one, our castaways learn that when you're lonely,
Jesus rescues.
The key verse for that was Psalm 27, verse 10, "The Lord will hold me close." The Bible memory buddy for that day was Hope the Jaguar. On day one, the Bible account was about lost things, the parable of the lost coin and the lost sheep and the prodigal son. Each day, there was also a practical application called Why It Matters. It matters because the kids who attended our VBS often feel lonely or left out. Loneliness happens to all of us, but Jesus promises to be a comforting presence. Jesus rescues us by being our forever friend who loves us, and we are never alone. Jesus knows our hearts, he understands our hurts, and he's always holding us close. Now, Lauren Swigert and I taught the Bible Discovery Station. And this day was especially fun since we had to act out two stories. The kids loved acting out the stories. First, we went over the story of the lost coin and how the woman swept her house to find it. And when she did find it, she threw a party. It must have been a really valuable coin. When we acted out the story, we took them out in the hallway and Lauren hid two coins, one for each crew to find. And we actually used an Israeli 10 agorot piece just to make it a little more authentic. That's worth about 8 cents. But another reason we did it was just in case there was like a random lost penny on the floor somewhere, they wouldn't get confused. They knew it was a special coin they were looking for. Now, a couple of the crews found it right away, but a couple of the crews had a little harder time. And then we explained the parable of the lost sheep. Jesus explained that there was a shepherd who had 100 sheep, and one of them got lost. So the shepherd left the 99 sheep and went to find the lost one. Now, the kids had a great time pretending to be sheep. I mean, you can imagine all the bang and all that going on in there. They thought it was great. So when we took them out in the hall again, we had them face the wall and close their eyes. And then Lauren tapped one child from each crew and took them back into the room to hide. And then when the crew came in the room, they had to do two things. First, they had to figure out who was missing, which wasn't an easy thing because this was the first day, and they didn't really know each other all that well. And second, they had to find the missing crew member. They had a great time. They had a blast with this. Through acting out these Bible stories, the castaways learned that when you're lonely, Jesus rescues. Now, each day at the beginning, our VBS opening was called The Castaway Sing. Laura and Jordan taught our castaways some really fun songs, which they got to sing each day. And each song had wonderful dance moves, and you just saw one of them. Wasn't that spectacular? And in just a moment, you're going to hear another one. And the interesting thing about the one you're about to hear is, if you're a grandparent or a great-grandparent, this song is going to remind you of when you were a little kid in VBS. Oh, and by the way, you get to sing along. So on day one, our castaways learned that when we're lonely, Jesus rescues. Then on day two, they found out that when you worry,
Jesus rescues.
The key verse for today was Psalm 34, verse 19. The Lord comes to rescue each time. Now, today's Bible memory buddy was Beacon, the toucan. And today's story was from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, which is the story of Mary and Martha that Matthew just read. Why it matters? Well, it matters because our castaways worry about many of the same things that we adults worry about. And Jesus reassures us repeatedly not to worry. Jesus doesn't rescue us by taking away our difficulties. No, he promises to bear them for us. We want to help our kids cast their worries on Jesus. Amy Ratliff and her helpers, Tim and Mitchell, did a spectacular job with Shipwreck Games. And that's Shipwreck R-E-C, not W-R-E-C-K. That was our recreation, our game station. Tim said that one of the best games was Bop It or Drop It, which was a variation on volleyball. Amy told me that before they played the game one day, they discussed the point, or each day, they discussed the point for the day. And on day two, one of the kids said that he had been worried about going to a new school, but Jesus rescued him. And he said it was the best year ever. She thought that this was a great real-life application and a fantastic way to drive home the point. She said she really felt the presence of the Holy Spirit in that moment. She also handled the Operation Kid to Kid for Haiti, which was our VBS mission project. Mitchell said that was his favorite part of VBS. And as a matter of fact, our castaways gathered over almost $300 for that mission project. Now, our closing time was called the Sail Away Send-Off. During the Sail Away Send-Off on this day, Nancy Tuning, who was our announcer, and Martha Cross played Wanda the Worrywart, and they acted out this really funny skit. Wanda the Worrywart found that you can't do very much when you hold on to your worries. It's really hard to do other things in life when your life is filled with worry. Instead, we can do a lot of great things for God when we let Jesus take our worries away. Because when we worry, Jesus rescues. On day three, our castaways discovered that when you struggle, the key verse for today was Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. The Bible memory buddy for this day was Ray, the manta ray. And the Bible story for this day was that Jesus struggles with what God has called him to do the next day, which is to die on the cross. We also talked about Jesus' friends trying to rescue him from the Jewish religious leaders and the Roman officials. Why it matters? Well, it matters because struggles are things that tie us up in emotional knots. No matter what issue we're dealing with, Jesus saves us from the struggle by providing comfort, guidance, and reassurance every step of the way. We don't face our struggles alone. Alex Pritchard, Austin Pylant, and Christian Palmer ran the Kid Vid Cinema. This was the video station for our castaways who got to see a story about Jesus rescuing someone who was dealing with the theme of each day. Alex tells me that the theme for this day, or the episode for this day, was one of the most popular ones among the castaways. In the video clip, Gunner was at the pool with his friends when he heard someone calling for help. He saw another kid named Hudson in the middle of the pool struggling, and then he went underwater. Gunner immediately jumped in the water and swam out to Hudson and helped him get to the edge of the pool. The video made the point that Hudson was struggling and Jesus sent Gunner to rescue him. Now, this was also a special day for tropical treats. Today, we had the most appropriate snack for a shipwreck theme. You guessed it, goldfish. Everybody's favorite, right? Goldfish. They called... We called it the Castaway Cracker Mix. And it was just one of five delicious snacks provided by Terry Pritchard and her helpers for snack. Because when you struggle, Jesus rescues. Our castaways also realized that when you do wrong,
Jesus rescues.
Today's key verse was John 16, verse 33. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart, because I have overcome the world. Today's Bible memory buddy was guac, and that's short for iguana, not guacamole. The Bible story for today was the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. The kids learned that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he rose again to guarantee for us that even though we too die one day, we too will be resurrected and spend eternity with him. Why it matters? Well, it matters because we all do wrong, and the Bible calls that sin. But God loved us so much that he sent Jesus to rescue us from our wrongdoing, from our sin. Now, the Imagination Station was the craft station for this year. Gretchen Condon ran the Imagination Station each day with help from Nicole Fickthorne, Hartley Fickthorne, and a couple of other random volunteers that kind of filled in when they were needed, like Joseph McNeil, who pitched in when he was needed. But it just wasn't the same this year. In the past, Lorraine Noyes helped Gretchen with the crafts. But sadly, as many of you know, Lorraine passed away this year. So instead of teaching our kids about Jesus, as she has done for many years in the past, she is now dancing with Jesus, which can give us all joy. Furthermore, Lorraine's family asked that in lieu of flowers, people make donations to our children's program, and some of that money helped with the cost of VBS for this year. So Lorraine's legacy is still continuing to tell our kids about Jesus. Now, the great pictures that you saw earlier were our picture show. Alyssa Pylant and Scott Pylant did a fabulous job each day taking pictures of the various crews and various stations. And then she ran it through the system that you just saw and produced a slideshow for the kids and the parents during the sail away send-off. And those are the same pictures you saw a moment ago and that you'll see when you hopefully come to our barbecue after the service in the fellowship hall. All the kids loved it. They loved seeing their picture on the screen. But they also learned that when you do wrong, Jesus rescues. Day 5 was the last day. And the kids found that when you're powerless,
Jesus rescues.
That's right. Today's key verse was Ephesians chapter 1, verses 19 and 20. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead is also in you. Our Bible memory buddy today was Mo the sloth. The Bible story was from Acts, and it tells of a man who could not walk and who sat by the temple gate begging for money. Peter and John were two of Jesus' disciples, and when they went to the temple, they encountered this man. Peter told him that he didn't have any money to give him, but Peter said, "In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, get up and walk." So the same power of God which raised Jesus from the dead caused this man to be healed. Why it matters? Well, it matters because our castaways understand what it feels like to be powerless in life's storms. Because of Jesus, we have the ability to comfort others. We can uphold people in prayer to a mighty God. And in our weakness, God's strength can do powerful things. Now, our youngest group of castaways was the preschool pool. We also had between 15 and 16 preschoolers each day. There were three grandmothers, Catherine, Elizabeth, and Rebecca, one grandpa, and one mom, Lisa, and a middle schooler, Emma Pylant, who worked with our preschoolers each day. The group was led by Rebecca Carmody, who taught the preschool lesson. Now, I understand that their favorite thing was to respond to when we worry, when we struggle, whatever, with the theme of Jesus rescues. They loved that. It was a big hit with the group. And as you can imagine, they probably screamed it at the top of their lungs. They also liked singing the blessing before snack, which I got to witness one day, and they did a fabulous job with that. I also understand that the garden mural they made representing the Garden of Gethsemane was a highlight for them. Last, but certainly not least, was our director and props. Our VBS director, Carol Storms, did a fantastic job coordinating all the details to make our VBS a success. And if you've been here over the last few weeks, you've seen her make announcements almost each morning in our worship service to keep VBS in the front of your mind. Our props were done by our volunteers, and we had a lot of help from volunteers making props and donating things for the classrooms. We even had the building and grounds guys help make the bamboo hut. Now, each castaway was assigned to a crew. Each crew had an adult or student leader who led the crew from station to station each day. Our crew leaders were Katie Luce, Jordan Fouts, Taylor Pylant, Nathan Palmer, Kathy Vokes, Myra Fouts, and Martha Cross. We couldn't have done VBS without our volunteers, and we especially couldn't have done it without the students in our youth group. We had 2 college students, 7 high school students, and 3 middle school students, for a total of 12 students that helped to make VBS a success, and to help teach our kids that no matter what, Jesus rescues. Would you join me in prayer? Lord God, we thank you so much for the opportunity that we have had to experience VBS. And Lord, we pray that you will touch each and every one of these families this morning, that they might be blessed by that experience. In Jesus' name, amen. Our hymn is number 350, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus."
Okay. Now, before you go reaching for your hymnals, if there are any crew leaders who are here, can you guys come down and help me out? We're going to sing this. I want you to be open-minded about this, because we're going to sing this the way that we did in Vacation Bible School. And just like Lorraine loved to dance with Jesus, the kids love to dance too. And so we're going to help you come up and help you do a little bit of it. And one thing that I hope, that this is kind of, as a musician, this is a Caribbean version of a really traditional tune. And so what it reminds me of is that when all of those waves crash over us throughout our life that seem to knock us down, those waves of loneliness and powerlessness and struggle and worry and regret, when those waves come over us, another wave of the Holy Spirit comes too. And that's what this old hymn reminds me. So we're going to do the chorus with you, and I'm going to teach it with you. I'm going to try and put the mic down a little bit. The kids are going to stay right where they are and help you, because I'm not going to try and bring all the kids back up again. We'd be here for an hour. So I want you to take this hand, and you guys are going to take your right hand and say, Jesus, and then the other hand, Jesus. Okay, now I'm going to turn on the magic phone and hope it works. If I get a phone call, don't laugh. You know that'll happen, and it'll come through. And thank you to Charlie for making all this technology possible. Okay, everybody stand up, because we're... All right, let the waves wash over you. Here we go.